This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0 and as part of our podcast series. You're listening to Roseanne Murray, and I have with me in the studio today Fiona George, who is the manager of Brain Injury Waikato. Welcome, Fiona.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you with us here today, and looking forward to hearing all about Brain Injury Waikato and what you do out there, the amazing mahi that you do, and also, you know, what's coming up on the horizon for you over sort of that next 6 to 12 months. So how about we just start off with, who is Brain Injury Waikato?
So Brain Injury Waikato is a charity that has been around since 1987. So we've got our 40th anniversary next year. So I suppose that goes on the long-term plan we want to celebrate next year. And we're a non-clinical service that is there to support people and their whānau and their supporters after someone has had a brain injury. So whether that brain injury is what we call a traumatic brain injury, a concussion or a head injury, or an acquired brain injury through something like a stroke or an aneurysm or a treatment-related injury, anything that has affected the brain in that way, we're there to help support and guide people. We have a navigation service, so we can help connect people to the right services for what their particular needs are, because it changes everything when someone has a brain injury, not just for the person, but for everyone that is part of their life. So we are there to help make that easier, have the navigation, and then we also have education and support services. So we run groups on a regular basis across the greater Waikato. Just helping people get the best out of life that they can and get the best recovery possible.
Right. Very invaluable service to be able to provide that support to people. And, you know, obviously it's very traumatic, especially if it's an acquired injury. As you've said, changing their whole life, isn't it? And not just for themselves, but for their whānau as well. And, you know, and then maybe their friends and even workplace, depending on what they've been up to. So you talked about, obviously, you've got ways to help navigate people through this whole traumatic change for them. So you've got, is it like a some sort of program or some sort of service that, you know, you can connect up with somebody? How does that work?
Yes. So people can connect with us online. There are referral forms, so someone can be referred to us, and we do work with a lot of different allied health providers and service providers out there who can do referrals directly to us. But people can also self-refer. Our services are free, so they don't have that worry hanging over their head. And so it depends on what they need. Our navigator is their first point of contact, so Dana would help them work out what are the biggest challenges they've got and where can we support them, either referring them to that right service, or should they be coming along to one of our education groups that teaches a wide range of subjects. And it's not like a six-week program. People can join at any time, but we like to understand what they are needing, where they're at, so that we can slot them into the right group. And so we have the education groups. We have amazing speakers coming along from various organisations, tips and resources. And we have support groups. We quite like to change that name to maybe a connect group or something, because people quite often don't understand what the support group is. But it is an opportunity for people and their whānau and their supporters to come along. And we do have quite an educational focus on a lot of it. So it's not just coming along and just sitting around having a cup of tea. We have dedicated topics that we are working through with evidence-based research that will help people get the best out of where they're at.
And I think there's nothing better than being with other people who have had a similar lived experience to you who may have been on that journey a little bit longer than you and may be able to, you know, give you some top tips, you know, realistic top tips of, you know, maybe how they've helped to navigate through different challenges that they've had for either themselves or for their whānau as well, isn't it?
Exactly.
And that they're not alone.
That's a big thing because it can be very isolating. You know, when someone has had a brain injury, so I had a very serious concussion in 2018 that had me off work for 8 months.
Wow.
And I was fighting to go back to work because I was losing a sense of my own identity.
Mm.
And there was the grief that goes with not being who I was at that time. And everything was so overwhelming. And sadly, no one told me about brain injury Waikato at that time. And I look at it now and I go along to the groups that Josiah runs and think, gosh, that would have made such a difference to my recovery if I got along. And it's not somewhere that you go for the next 5 years. We're helping you gain your independence and your strength again and empowering you. And Josiah's been talking a lot lately about research coming out that peer-to-peer support is one of the strongest ways to help people. So we're looking at how we continue to develop that. So we are constantly evolving as needs and research change.
Yeah. Just that peer support, you know, I suppose picking up on that, isn't it? It's like, you know, so often you can get doctors telling you things or other educators telling you things, but actually just having that support of a peer who's maybe had that similar lived experience as well is just so invaluable.
There is. It's that empathy and understanding at that lived experience level is really huge.
Yeah, you know, sort of the saying around, you know, yes, I've been able to walk in those shoes alongside you. Yeah.
Definitely. And it's a place that there isn't that judgment because everybody's journey is going to be different. And that's why our navigation service is so important, because it's not you ring us and we go, okay, do 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like, okay, so we will connect you with this person, but we become that conduit that they can keep coming back to as they need different things.
Yes, yeah, so I suppose a little bit like a safety net, really, isn't it? You know, and, you know, they may feel that they are now okay to go out and navigate the world and the challenges ahead, but then they might just actually want to come back and just, like, be keen just to reconnect with either the educators or, you know, some of the other people out there in a similar position to them. I just want to pick up on, you talked about having concussion. And do you know what? That's something that I don't think we really appreciate enough, that it's actually a brain injury.
Yes. It's really interesting. And I have learned so much in my time with Brain Injury Waikato because I'm reading all of these papers that Josiah shares with me. He's great at sharing information. And realising actually how many head injuries I've had during my life from different things. And then you have the cumulative effect of that. So being aware of that as well and being able to look at how can we do prevention. So one of the things we're wanting to do is do more, particularly with young children, is teaching about concussion and for their parents so that they are aware of what the dangers are, what to look for, and how to minimise the risks. Because New Zealand, sadly, is a world leader in head injuries. We are well above any other country in the world. And there's actually a brain injury every 15 minutes in New Zealand.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, when you look at it in that way, that's
it's
way
to affect,
many, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to affect so many people, and so many people don't know that there are things they can do to minimise the ongoing effects of that. And so that's what we're trying to do, is educate people. We work with, you know, lots of like GP clinics and occupational therapists and physiotherapists, so around education before and after to get the better outcomes. And we have a huge range of resources that we can send out, but we also have on our website, so biw.org.nz, and on Facebook is the other one. We have constant things going up there.
Right. Oh, that's good. And not that I would really want to put anyone off, you know, playing contact sport or anything, but, you know, that's when you sort of like, you hear about, you know, like maybe let's say the rugby players out there at the moment,
CTE.
And it's quite a hot topic at the moment. But, you know, just having a concussion and back in the day it was like, oh, just get back out on the field or get back and play next week. But now obviously they've got a lot more protocols in place where you have like a certain stand down period. And you do hear of some athletes who, like yourself, it can take up to 8 months or even longer. And I know some have had to unfortunately retire because they just haven't been able to, dare I say, shake it off.
Yep.
It's something that they've just had to just keep working through and managing.
Yep. Because the brain is such a fragile and complex piece of equipment, and we don't realise how much we rely on it until there is an injury to it. And it is interesting with the CTE, there's a lot of, which is the condition that a lot of the rugby players that have ended up with brain injuries have had. And in our seminar in November, one of our speakers is going to be talking on CTE and the ongoing effects of accumulative brain injuries. So, and that's one of the things that I love is that, you know, we have this seminar every year to bring the latest researchers in New Zealand together for the allied health professionals and the service providers to find out what is happening, what's changed, and how they can then share that information for the best outcomes for the people that they do. So our range of influence gets bigger and bigger with each person we can help educate.
It is. I think it's an amazing event, actually, that Brain Injury Waikato has picked up is around that sort of annual seminar that you run at the end of each year. And I was going to be supporting you a little bit with that last year, but something came up where I wasn't able to make it on the day and one of my other colleagues stepped in at the last minute. But just when I saw the agenda and I saw the extent of the speakers and the quality and the richness experiences that they brought, it's an amazing event that you do run.
It is. It's absolutely fabulous. And I think it is one of the things that we do differently is being able to bring those sorts of people along. And I think, you know, Brain Injury Waikato has that credibility that people will come and speak and do that and share their knowledge so graciously. And one of the things that we've taken from that is with our quarterly newsletter, we're now inviting those sorts of people to write a guest article so that it's not just us talking, it's all of these experts talking. So, again, we become a conduit to knowledge.
Yeah. So for those providers out there in this space, look out for the next annual seminar coming up. Have you got a date yet in place for that? Or
I haven't told the board yet, but I am planning on 11th of November. So it's easy to remember. It's 1111.
Right. So at this stage, we're looking at the 11th of November for the upcoming annual seminar. So more detail will no doubt be up on your Facebook page and on your website at some stage when the board have finalised all that.
Yes, when I tell them next week.
Very good. No, that's great. So what are some of the other services or support mechanisms that you have in place that you can
So we
help
also
with?
Have workshops. So we run workshops again with different specialists, occupational therapists or counsellors. And that's something we're looking at growing further. And one of the other things that I'm really excited that we've started doing is taking a lot of our support groups and education groups into an online format as well. So it won't replace in person, it will be in addition to it. And we just started that last month and it went really, really well. And the benefits to that are there are some people with a brain injury who can't drive for some time. So actually getting to a group can be hard, or it could be overwhelming walking into a group for the first time. So by being able to join online, they control their environment. So if they are having light or noise sensitivity, which is quite common after a brain injury, they can adjust the volume on their computer. They can adjust the lighting. If they're feeling overwhelmed, they can turn their camera off for a bit and just reset and then come back into it. And we can also record sessions so that we can share it with people that are wanting to understand what happened because they missed that meeting because most of our meetings are during the day. We are a small team. So if they don't have time, then they can watch that in a weekend. But they can also share it with family. So we just had one around communicating after a brain injury, and that was really popular with a lot of family members because the person that they have known and loved and communicated with is suddenly operating in a different way. Mm. Their communication needs have changed. So being able to give them some tips and knowledge, and again, knowing that they're not alone, that other people are experiencing this, to help them get through.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. I think, you know, having that mix of in-person and online will be fantastic. And as you say, you know, it just eliminates quite a few different barriers for people to be able to participate if you do have that online. And obviously probably one is being able to afford to drive at the moment.
That's the other part.
And also timing. So, you know, I suppose if you've got someone that's, you know, lives at least an hour away or something like that, that will save them that time to drive in and drive home again.
It does. And we are now picking up Rotorua because Rotorua hasn't had a service for a while. And so we're looking at, you know, being able to promote that to Rotorua so they get a bit of a feel for who we are and what mm-hmm. we do. And then we can build that database of people that will want to come to a group. So we're looking at, instead of starting with a group and then going online, we're going to start the other way with Rotorua and trial that, because, you know, we want to be looking after those people. We travel around a lot. Josiah goes from Hamilton, Cambridge, Te Awamutu, Tokoroa, Taupo. So, you know, there's quite a bit of travel involved.
So it's a large area that you're covering, isn't it?
It yeah. really is, and a diverse range of people within that.
And as you've said, a very small team, do an amazing mahi out there, and run off, but virtually not a lot of resourcing, like so many other advocacy groups, and especially in the health sector. It'd be great to have more funding readily available. Just on that, if someone's listening and is wanting to sort of look at how they can support Brain Injury yes. Waikato going forward in various different ways, what can they do?
Gosh, there's so many ways they can help. Obviously, financial is a big thing for us. We do have a donation option on the website, and people can become a member of Brain Injury Waikato. Mm-hmm. They can do that for free, or they can make a koha donation, and that allows us to help speak on their behalf when they're a member of Brain Injury Waikato. They get our newsletters, they get up-to-date information, they can come along to an AGM and have their voice heard, all of those sorts of things. But also sharing our resources with people that might need it, letting people know we exist, because that's the big thing. As I said, you know, in 2018, I was never told about Brain Injury Waikato.
Yeah.
So it's a really personal passion for me that we let as many people know that we exist so that we can help them. It could be that they work for an organisation that we could collaborate with in some way, because there is strength mm-hmm. in sharing resources, sharing knowledge. So we do work really closely with a lot of different organisations. So if someone knows of someone that they think, gosh, they would actually be really valuable to let Brain Injury Waikato know that they have this knowledge, you know, us being able to talk to them and share those resources. If they think, yep, we need a group in a particular area, letting us know so that we can put that into the mix. There's so many different things. If there are people out there who wanted to sponsor different things, you know, organisations that wanted to sponsor different resources, we're open to any right. help.
What about volunteers? Is there any need for any volunteers at any stage not at this?
That is something. I've just come from a meeting with Volunteering Waikato.
Right.
So that was
very appropriate.
Very, very appropriate.
Yes.
Fantastic organisation.
They are indeed.
Another one that you know, like Community Waikato, punch above their weight time and time again. And so that's really got me thinking about how else we can be using volunteers. And I would really like to see volunteers from different ethnic communities, cultural mm-hmm. communities, so that when we do have people come in from there, there is the culturally appropriate welcome and, you know, cultural sensitivity going on. So I'm going to be going back and talking to the team about some ideas I have about getting some more volunteers involved, because it is really rewarding to do that volunteering and knowing you're making a difference. So yes, and again, that will go up on Facebook and our website with some volunteer things, and of course through Volunteering Waikato's.
Yes. So I'm hearing it's around spread the gospel.
Yes.
utilise your networks where you possibly can to pass on to, you know, your whānau, extended whānau, or through your workplace or any other social networks you have about brain injury Waikato and the amazing support mechanisms you have in place for anyone with any type of brain injury, and as you say, whether it's an acquired one, i.e. like the concussion that you had, or any other condition they may have, it's there is some help out there. There's that support mechanism is there for you.
There is. We work in the office right next door to Brain Tumour Support New Zealand, who we work really closely with. We have a crossover sometimes in clients through that, and so we support each other. So I'll do a plug for them, that they've got their amazing Bogan Bingo coming up on the 23rd of May at the Melville rugby grounds.
That's right, on Collins Road.
It's only $40 for a ticket. You can get a table of six and have fun. We've got fantastic prizes and things. So, yeah, I've been working with them on their committee to help put that together, because that's what you do in community. You support each other. We're not up against each other. We're working together. So I just thought I'll do a quick plug for them while we're talking about brain injury.
Why not? Yes, we were very fortunate to have Sarah from Brain Tumour Support New Zealand on quite some time ago, actually only about 3-4 weeks ago, and she was also, you know, promoting the upcoming event, and like other organisations, you know, always looking at different ways to, you know, diversify their income streams, and this is a major fundraiser for them this coming year. So, yes, you can go on to Brain Tumour Support NZ's website to find out more details on that. You can just Google that, I'm sure it'll come up with their website address. And I don't know whether you might have a link to it on your website address, but maybe that's something that you could look at between now and the event coming up on, you said it was the 23rd of May, wasn't it?
And I will be there. I'm going to be the official welcomer sitting at the table helping. So we really do support each other.
Yeah, and we'll be able to look forward to seeing what outfit you find out the back of your wardrobe for the night.
Yes, that's going to be an interesting one.
It will indeed. And so it's from what I'm hearing is obviously collaboration is also key, isn't it? Small organisations, you know, where there's a lot of crossover, it's not working in competition, it's working together to be able to support and add value to our communities out there.
Collaboration is key, I think, you know, as a community. And one of the other things that we are looking at doing more is actually going out and speaking to different groups. So if people are needing speakers for their particular club or something and think, actually, brain injury would be a good one to speak about, the people 65 plus are actually one of the group that are growing in the brain injury space. So being able to come along and talk to people about, you know, different ways to prevent, things to look out for, we would always be happy to come along and talk there. And Josiah has done a lot of talks for health professionals or different groups to keep them up to date. So we love coming and talking to people.
Yes, and our 65 plus age group is growing very fast from what I'm hearing out there. And I'm sure I heard a stat, I don't know, yesterday or the day before, that the number over 65s, you know, is starting to be more so than our under fives or something like that, you know, and it's starting to outbalance each other, and it's only going to be more. We're all living, which is good. We're all living longer.
Yep.
Maybe also too with, you know, the health, you know, the medical sort of, you know, sort of advancement, I suppose, is keeping people alive a lot more than it was back in the day. We've got to be very mindful of that. But maybe retirement villages, service clubs, where, you know, a lot of our 65-plus people are supporting in. I know that quite often they're always looking for guest speakers.
Yes.
So that might be something. So if anyone's listening to this, they can pass it on to someone else around. Actually, if you're looking for a guest speaker, this could be a great opportunity.
And we make it fun. That's the thing. It's not someone coming along and lecturing. It's about having fun. I do believe people learn best when they're laughing.
Yep.
So being able to have that. And the other thing we're looking for is we have the most fabulous board at Brain Injury Waikato. They are educated, dedicated, forward-focused people, and we are looking for some more board members. So if anyone's looking at wanting to join a really fun, engaged and proactive team, they can reach out to us about that as well.
Yeah, and I think that's a great way to also look at volunteering is may not be rolling your sleeves up and doing the mahi as such. However, it may be that, you know, you've got some previous governance experience on a school board or any other committee, or you may not, but may have some skill sets that would be really invaluable for the Brain Injury Waikato board to support going forward. So great plug there. How would someone go about doing that if they were interested, Fiona?
They could email myself, so fiona@biw.org.nz, and I can put them on to our chairman.
All right. That's good. So if anyone is interested in a potential board opportunity, just look to email Fiona and she'll be able to pass you on to the board chairperson. So yeah, just another way that you can think about volunteering and giving back.
Yes.
To community, and in particular if the brain injury is an area where, you know, you've got some empathy or have had some previous connection with, you know, with yourself or with a whānau member along the way. Great. Look, we've only got 2 minutes to go. It's amazing how quick time does go.
Is
there any sort of key messages you'd like to just share before we do wrap up?
I think it's being aware of how prevalent brain injury is and that there are things that can be done after it happens that make life that little bit easier. There are some great specialists out there. But also prevention is the big thing. You know, I do love the ads out there, the what if.
Mm.
You know, think about, oh, you know, what if. But, you know, things do happen for various reasons. It's not always just accidents. And it's just being aware you're not on your own. There are people out there that care. We have the most fabulous team at Brain Injury Waikato who just really want to help and want to provide the best service possible. So we always want people to reach out and see what we can do to help them.
Great. So it's a matter of being careful out there, everyone, especially like myself. You have opened a cupboard and then you're leaning down and then you just sort of lift your head up and forget that the cupboard door was open and bang, hit your head.
Yes.
I've done that a few times and I probably have had concussion but probably never really thought too much more about it apart from going, ouch, that hurt.
Yep.
So it's just been very mindful about how you can be more preventative in that space, but also too around the fact that there is some amazing support mechanisms out there and great connecting organisations like Brain Injury Waikato. So the website once again, Fiona?
Is www.biw.org.nz.
Right, and also too, you can go to their Facebook page and may even have a LinkedIn page.
We have got a LinkedIn page and we've got an Instagram page.
Oh, right.
Facebook is the one we've been utilising a lot more. So that is Brain Injury Waikato.
Right.
We'd love to see you on there. We're putting quite a few fun things on there at the moment.
Right. So you can always go to those platforms. Right. So we've run out of time now. But thank you very much, Fiona, for coming in and sharing all about Brain Injury Waikato with me today.
Thank you so much.
All right. Ka kite, everyone.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.